Storm Bram. A status orange wind warning is in place for 11 counties from tomorrow. And Matt Aaron's Gerry Murphy is here with us now in studio. What are you expecting?
Well, Storm Bram is going to move up along the west coast tomorrow. Now, there's a number of features with regard to this weather event, and some of the warnings are most relevant with regard to impacts. So, for example, initially, there's two halves to it, really. Overnight, we're going to see very heavy rain moving up across the country. Now, we have a yellow level rainfall warning in operation from 9 p.m. until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning for counties Kerry, Cork, Waterford, Tipperary, Carlow and Wexford. That's yellow level rainfall amounts, but it is falling on very, very, very wet ground. And so we can expect some river flooding from that, and then in general surface flooding. So flooding is one potential impact with this overnight and early in the morning. Then the wind warning takes hold for southern counties early in the morning from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow, and for western counties from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, with those strong winds, it will be predominantly in coastal areas during those orange level wind warnings. But there is another significant impact that needs to be taken account of as well, which is that the maximum storm surge will occur in conjunction with high tides at certain times. So for the south coast, between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, with high tide, there is a strong surge. So there is a risk of coastal flooding along the south coast. This as well will also mean increase the risk of river flooding, as the rivers can't get out to sea as quickly. Then there's also a risk of coastal flooding along the west coast at high tide tomorrow morning between 8 and 9. And then there's a risk of coastal flooding along the east coast during high tide tomorrow afternoon, all due to the storm surge. So while the wind is significant, especially in coastal areas, and people need to take account of the exact times of those warnings, there are also the possibilities of flooding from the rainfall on already saturated ground and coastal flooding due to the high tide.
So high tide, saturated grounds, rain and wind. How difficult will conditions be for people?
In coastal areas of the south, west, and possibly for a time in the east, they could be quite difficult. There's a yellow level wind warning for all of the country. So it's going to be a windy day everywhere. It's going to be very wet overnight and early in the morning before the rain clears. So tomorrow at rush hour, really, for many people, will be a very raw morning, really.
So the driving conditions won't be great then?
No, driving conditions won't be great because there'll be poor visibility, there'll be blustery winds, and there'll be surface flooding in many places. So it's not going to be a very nice morning.
And you know, Gerry, if you're out and about at the moment, if you're going through towns or villages, you'll see the Christmas lights up, and some cities then have their Christmas markets and lots of elaborate decorations, big trees all over the country, and people have the decorations outside their houses as well. So what's your advice in relation to those?
Well, unless they're very securely fixed, I would basically make sure that they're very, very securely fixed. We don't want people to have to remove all the decorations, but nonetheless, make sure that anything is very, very securely fixed. For most of the country, it's going to be windy, but not stormy. And even in the counties where the orange warnings are, the winds will be strongest along in the coastal areas of those counties. This is a very uncertain storm. That's why it was named quite late. So this is a storm that has the potential to be fairly soft, and there will be adjustments to those warnings. On the other hand, it is deepening, so therefore it also has the potential that we'll be issuing stronger warnings.
So you're watching this over the next couple of hours then?
Oh, over the next 12 hours, we will be getting more and more information in, because it actually deepens as it goes further north. And if it intensifies and deepens more quickly, then the warnings could be increased. But as it stands, basically a windy day everywhere, very wet overnight and early in the morning, and then along the south coast and the west coast in the morning at high tide, a risk of coastal flooding. Along the east coast tomorrow afternoon, a risk of coastal flooding at high tide.
Gerry Murphy from Matt Aaron, thank you.